Okay, Maref Rabotai, we have a teeny bit of business left over in Yerideya Simen Tzadi Beis Se'if Zayin, which are dinim of Irui Shenizchal. Okay, meaning to say that the Rambam writes as follows: if Cholov or Sha'ar Israel Seyach spills on Karka, and you put a hot pot on top of it, so if the right, so basically what I have is a stream of milk, or a stream of some isser, and I put a hot pot on top of it. So if the stream is not Eitzel Ha'esh, so that stream has the status of a kli sheni. Consequently, the kedera is going to be usser because the kedera is balea a little bit, but the tapshul is going to be mutter based on the rules of Tatagavar. In other words, what I have over here is I have some liquid, I have some hot milk that spilled on the counter, let's say, and I put a fleshik pot on top of that hot milk. So zak the Ramah, that if the hot milk is Eitzel Ha'esh, if I have a fire next to this hot milk, then I put my hot pot on it, so that hot milk is like a Kli Rishon, it's going to asr the pot. However, if the milk is not Eitzel Ha'esh, even though it's hot milk, right? I had a pot of milk, and it spills, and the fire is off already. But it's hot boiling milk, and it spilled. And I put a fleshik pot down on top of it. So the din is that the pot is only aser kedei klipa, because the milk is considered tita'a, and the pot is the ila'a. And when you have the bottom is cold, and the top is hot, so it only asks kedei klipa. So the pot is considered the entire klipa. So the pot becomes milchik or shreifik, right? And the food in the pot is kosher. That's what it says in the Rambam. No? Maybe the Rambam. Now, a few points that are worth noting, which is, first of all, the Yad Avraham over here points out, and the Prima Gadim has this also, but it's harder to find it in the Prima Gadim. The Yad Avraham is just one line. The Yad Avraham says that this entire din is beferish against the Minchas Yaakov. No, we encountered a Minchas Yaakov way back when in our youth, and the Prima Gadim in Kuf Zayin made a big deal of this Minchas Yaakov. The Minchas Yaakov says that the halacha of ila'a and tita'a is basically a mitzias. So if I have something that's hot, even if halachically it's a kli sheni, but it's a hot thing, and the hot thing is going to be usser, right? If I have something hot at the bottom, and there's something cold on the top, so it's going to usser b'kulay. And the Minchas Yaakov Tainud, that even if it's a kli sheni, which halachically isn't mevashel, but in mitzias it's hot, so kli sheni will apply. The rules of Tita'ak Gevar will tell me that even by a kli sheni, it's hot at the bottom, it's going to be aser. This Ramah is beferish against that Minchas Yaakov, says the Yad Avraham. Because what this Ramah is telling me is I have a hot spill of milk. No? It's hot milk. It happens not to be Eitzel Ha'esh, right? I'm making cocoa in the morning, and the milk spills, and I put my fleshik pot down on top of the hot milk. No? So, but the fire's off. Not Eitzel Ha'esh. So the Ramah says, oh, the pot is usher kedei klipa, all the food in the pot is kosher. Aye, but it's hot at the bottom. And the Ramah is saying that because the rule is that we pass into ta'agavar, so in this case you have a hot item on the top, a cold item at the bottom, so it's only kedei klipa. What do you mean a cold item at the bottom? According to Michos Yaakov, it's not a cold item at the bottom. It's a hot item at the bottom. It's hot milk. The Teretz is Zuck the Prima Gadim and the Yad Avraham and everybody else. You see clearly that this Ramah is against the Minchas Yaakov, no? The Minchas Yaakov said this as a shtickle tov, if you remember, in Kuf Zayin, to explain the famous machlokas between the Rivan, the Rabbeinu Baruch, Hadvarim Yiduim Va'atikim. Hey? But this, I think, is a strong ha'ara. This is ha'ara that number one that we want to make here in Simin Tzadi Beis Se'if Zayin. Now, ha'ara number two in Sadi Bey's Sef Zayin is as follows. Ha'ara number two is the din of Iroi Shenizchal v'Nifsak HaKiluach. Okay, I have another ha'ara that I'm not going to say. There's a Taz and Sivkat and Chapei b'shem the Rimi Pariz. There's another ha'ara over there. If guys want, I have a good ha'ara on this Taz, but I'm not going to say it because we're trying to hold back. But there is another ha'ara about Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach, no? The Ramo writes that the kiluach from a kedera reisachas that goes to a kedera tzainenes. Let's say I have a hot pot. I'm cooking my hot cocoa. By the way you make hot cocoa properly is you never boil the milk. No? Once the milk begins to boil, it messes up the flavor of the cocoa. It has to get right beneath the boiling thing. This is just culinary arts, Rebosei. And hot cocoa happens to be, if you want to make your kids happy at night, you promise them hot cocoa. It also helps them sleep better. Right? This is some of my eitzes for parenting. Okay? But the fact is that if I have hot cocoa or hot milk that goes and it hits a cold pot, so the din would be that the pot is going to be usur kedei klipa because that's iroi that hits the pot. However, if it's nifsak hakiluach, it's like a kli sheni, and it's not going to be usur. Right? That's what it says in the Rama. Nifsak hakiluach is not going to be usur. Now, first of all, the Chavis Das over here jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels. Chavis Das and Oschof Beis and Oschof. Chavis Das says, 1 second, kli sheni doesn't usur. We pass in the Kufhei that kli sheni does usur. No? So that's one difficulty, that's a global difficulty here that appears on this din. That the Ramah here seems to be saying that Kli Sheni is not usur at all. But more fundamentally, the Prima Gadim raises this issue in Ois Lamed Hei on the Shach, and the Prima Gadim also in Os Chof Hei on the Taz raises a similar issue, which is the Ramah is passing that Irishan Nifsak HaKiluach, that means if it's not a direct stream, right? If it's distorted, so it doesn't answer. It's a din of a kli sheni. What do you mean? The Shach himself told me, the Prima Gadim, that Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach still answers. The Shach in Kufhei answered even Ayidei Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach. So isn't that Shach against this Ramah? The Ramah basically is passing that Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach is a din of a kli sheni. The Shach in Kufhei says that Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach has the same din of Iroi. So the Prima Gadim is bothered by this question, and the Prima Gadim gives the official answer in Judaism. The official answer in Judaism to this question is that if it's an Iroi that is in the air, so then when it's Nifsak HaKiluach, it's going to be Osir. But when you have Iroi Shenizchal, when it is slithering, how do you say nizchal? Right, nizchal, it's sliding along another surface. So by irish and nizchal, so once it's nifsak hakiluach, it's not going to be usur at all. Apparently, there is some lumdus in iroi, which is, and we tried to explain a svara like this from the Chavis Das way back when in our youth, that the din is a kli rishon is mevashel because there are defanos that are mechamamos. The walls heated up. Iroi will be mevashel to the extent that it's considered a hemsheich of the original pot. Now, I could say that something is a hemsheich of the original pot if there's nothing else to attribute it to. But once there's something else to attribute it to, once it's on some other surface, so then, I can no longer say that the chum is attributable to that original pot. Consequently, there's a difference between an irui ba'avir, right, where direct irui mevashel kedei klipa, even irui shenifsak hakiluach Mivasha. Why? Because I can't attribute it to anything else. Yeah, it was deflected a teeny bit, but the Maisa didn't really, you can't say that the thing that deflected it really impacted on it and totally changed it. So it's still attributable to the original source. It's still going to be Mivasha, or at least Mavliya, Zak the Shach. But when I have an Iri Shenizchal, which is Nifsak, right, if it's slithering, then I could say, one second, Mehechatesi, this Iri is attributable still to that original pot. The fact that it's been slithering along another surface means that that surface impacted on it. Oh boy, that surface impacted on it, so that's the Hesber of the Prima Gadim, which the official answer in Judaism tells me, that Iri Shenizchal, Shenifsak, HaKiluach, is not Kikli Rishon Kihuzeh. It's not going to be Mevasho Kedei Klipa Kihuzeh. It's Dino Kikli Sheni Kimo Shekosov Kan Birama. Right? So the way we're answering the Stira basically is saying that to the extent that the Iri is attributable to that original Kli, that's the extent that I could say it's going to Aser Kedei Klipa. Good. It happens that we paskin that if you have Iri directly from a fire, it's going to be much worse. All the dinim over here are very relevant. I was speaking to one of the guys last night, Drury, about a shayla that I got as follows. Someone texted me a shayla on Friday. I can read you the text, but you have to take my word on it, so I'll read it to you later. So the shayla was that she had her cholin pot in the refrigerator. Basically, what she had done was she had put some cooked barley in the refrigerator and some raw onions in the refrigerator with cooked barley, and some milk spilled from a top shelf onto the cover of the cholin pot. Right? So far, so good? And then what happened was she says, oh my gosh, there's milk on my cholin pot, so she goes and she wipes it off. So far, so good, right? Then she heats up the pot with the raw onions and the barley. Heats it up.
Did meat in there also?
No. No, no meat. But onions in the fleshik cholin pot.
That was a ben yomo or no?
Ain't no ben yomo, but onions. Right? Heats it up. And then she realizes that, you know what, I wiped off the milk after it's already hot. She heated up the way I got the question was, it was on the fire for 45 minutes. And after she heated it up, she realized, you know, I didn't do such a good job wiping it off. There's a little bit of residue that I can notice on top of the pot, which is milchic residue, on top of my cholin pot. Ah! Right? Hence, Rabbi Schwartz. Right? Text, 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 text. Right? That's basically how I got the shayla. So, what would you say, gentlemen? This is like a Bechina question, almost. Right? Okay. So first of all, one thing that we should know already is when you get shaylas, you have to look it up in Shulchan Aruch. Right? So far, so good? So what will you say about this question? So l'cha'ora, this is a din, like we have in the end of the Rama in Sif Zayin, Tipa Nofelas al Kisui Kedera. Right? So the din of a Tipa HaNofelas on Kisui HaKedera, the Rama says that it has the status of Nofelas Keneged HaRotav, which means that what? Which means that it's as if it fell indirectly and all you need is Shishim. The din of the Maharam of Rittenberg in Sif Hey and Vav, that when you have a Tipa that falls Keneged HaRekon, that you need Samach Pa'amim Samach Aleph, that's not true when it's on the Kisui, because the Rama's assuming that it goes up and all the bubbles reach the top of the pot, and therefore it's keneged ha-roitav, not keneged ha-reikon, right? You would have shishim keneged this little residue of milk left. So according to the Rama, heter gomor. But the Rama has a bar plukta. His name is Rabbi David Halevi, also known as the Taz. And the Taz over here in Ois Chavches says, hold it, the Taz says. One second, Rama, you're assuming that it's bubbling up and it hits the top? Lav Davka, when a Tipas Cholav falls Keneged Hamole in the Kedera, when it falls on the part of the pot that's full of liquid, you know it's going through and through. It goes right in. But over here, Mehecha Tesi, at the moment when the milk fell, that the pot was boiling. Sometimes pots boil and they stop. And who says at that one moment when the tipa fell, it was boiling? Now, that's the Taz's Taina. And the Taz says, by the way, you have to be machmir on this question because he says it's a sveika d'oraisa. Right? You saw that? You picked up on that line in the Taz? Taz says a suffik d'oraisa, meaning, and the Prima Godim is sensitive to this, that the Taz holds that the bishul of the b'liya is also bishul d'oraisa. Right? Remember, the case in the Ramah is I have a fleshigapat, and it hits the it hits the outer cover of the pot. So what I'm cooking is really the flesh that's balua in the cover of the pot with that tipas cholov. So the Taz assumes that that's still d'oraisa. So the Prima Godim earlier in explaining the Deya, that there's no chanan in the balua shebekelim, right, said that stuff that's balua in the keli might not be bishul d'oraisa by basar b'cholov, consequently there can't be chanan b'sha'ar yisurim in the balua shebekelim, right? So the Prima Godim there was assuming that it's only d'rabanan. Over here, the pashtus in this taz is that's d'oraisa, and the Prima Godim over here, like, is mavliya, he hints at that that's exactly the pshat. But b'kitzer, I would contend that in this case of this woman, so what happens? So there's some milk residue on the cover of the pot, no? The moment when she puts the pot on the fire, it's not yet boiling, no? Ken Zayin, right? In other words, I would argue that the Taz is for sure right in, right, in this woman's case. We'll call her Adina, because that's actually her name, right? In Adina's case. But you don't know, and none of you know her, and there could be 9 million people named Adina. So this is amazing, right? So in Adina's case, I think the Taz is for sure right. So then what's going to happen, though? What's going to happen is that the milk is getting cooked on the cover, and when the milk gets cooked on the cover, it's not yet boiling. So the cover is going to be hot earlier. So the cover is going to be bilaya, the milk, before it really begins to boil. It could also be, and Rav Shachter said this morning when I tried to speak to him about the Shaila, it could also be about at the time that it begins. First of all, it could be that's never going to boil. That's never going to hit keneged ha. It's never going to be that with thick chalent. It's like a more thick chalent. It's never going to hit the top of the pot. So Ken Zayin, that we won't view this tipa like it entered the pot at all, we'll view it like it hit the pot cover. If it hit the pot cover only, so then what I have is milchiks on the pot cover that's not going to enter the pot, because it could be that it's only, that the Ramah only means it when it's like a liquid, like we'll say the Svara in Sifches a bit. But if it's just a solid item, it doesn't really boil up, no? Rishad said, ask the woman, I have to text her back, ask the woman, did the pot boil up? Did you see, you'll notice it, it's a glass cover.
That's not bilei at
all. So for you, it's not bilei at all, because you're a Sephardi. For us Ashkenazim, we might treat glass like cheres. Al koponim, we treat glass like cheres l'inyane Pesach. I thought that we could be mekel to kasher it. And let's go slowly. Right, let's go slowly. So it hit the top, right? Or it wasn't rubbed off. So the top of this pot is Balea Cholov, right? The pot itself is really cooking powder, but there are onions in it. The onions are going to make, they're going to be Machlele L'Shevach. So what's it going to be Machlele L'Shevach? So it's going to be Machlele L'Shevach, and they draw the flesh out of the pot into the onion. So the onions become fleshic. But those fleshic onions, are they going to also draw out the flesh in the pot cover? Rav Shechter was inclined that because it's probably not steaming up all the way to the top, it's not going to draw out the flesh from the pot cover. So my pot cover now is something that had been fleshic from beforehand and now became milchik. Even though Ashkenazim usually don't kasher glass, but in a situation where it's an eino ben yomo, of both milchiks and fleshiks, so then maybe you could kasher the glass. Well, he said that I should tell her to do Hagolas Gimel Pa'amim on the pot cover. We'll have to explain this when we learn Sadi Gimel, and we'll see the sheet of the Baha Itor that the Torah quotes, that you can kasha Kli Cheres with Hagolas Gimel Pa'amim. In other words, the Ramaz Din, that the Tipas Cholov falls on the Kisui HaKedera, that's considered fell all the way in. So first of all, the Taz argues Mehichatesi, it fell all the way in. Who says it was boiling at that time? In our case, in Adina's case, for sure, it didn't it wasn't boiling at the moment it got hot. So it could be that what I have is a pack cover that was milchik, and mehichatesi, any of that milchik was transferred into the, what's it called? Right? So the pack was milchik and fleishik, because I've been fleishik, but ain't no bing yom from before, and now it's milchik and fleishik. So Shad said, even though it's glass, you could kasher it in that case. And the hechatesi, any of the milk transferred in. The onion that draws the flesh out only draws the flesh out into the onion. But mehechatesi, the onion is going to transfer the flesh up to the top of the pot cover and draw it out from there also. That was Rav Schechter's cheshbon. What do you think, Yechiel?
Onions draw out the flesh even just by being there?
So the halacha is an onion can draw out flesh two ways. Ayyidei duchtet de sakina and ayyidei cooking, yeah. I think so. We'll learn this dinim and sadi vav. Those of us who are still around, like sadi vav, we'll learn the dinim and sadi vav.
Was there meat in the
shulchan? What? There was no meat in the shulchan at this point.
This she didn't want she was cooking it?
When she was cooking at the same time, there's also she planned on adding the meat later on. Apparently, does anyone make shulchan? I have no idea.
What happens when women make
shulchan?
I've
been
in the
park.
What? I've been in the beginning.
In the beginning? Yeah, okay. It's a kasha and a maisa. I don't know. Okay. So that's basically one of the shalas I got from Friday. Okay, should we move on to Machvas Shocholov? Machvas Shocholov is a very, very interesting din. The Mechaber quotes, if I have a pan of cholov, so the zeya comes up from the cholov and it goes into the kedera, which is on top of it, makes it aser. The situation over here is what they used to have, which is like a kira. In other words, I had, like in the beginning of the third parak of Shabbos, you have fire at the bottom, and the pot is up on top. Inside, I have like a pan. The cholov is going to steam up and hit the pot on top. It's going to become aser. The din is that the zeya of the cholov has the din of cholov. That's the din. This is a mechaber based on bepashtus, Chuvis HaRosh. The Chuvis HaRosh is quoting from a Mishnah in Machshirin in Perek Beis. The Chuvis HaRosh is Klal Chav Simen Chav Vav. That the Merchatz, right, the din is that Mashkin Temeim is Machshir LeKabel Tuma Bein Ladas Bein Shalol Ladas. Mashkin Tahoirin is only Machshir LeKabel Tuma if it's Ladas. The Pasuk in Parashah Shmini tells me, B'chi Yutan Mayim Al Zera. This is a Gemara in Elu Metzius. That's why yeshiva guys know it. Right? B'chi Yutan Mayim Al Zera, that there's Hechsher Zeraim, that when a liquid falls on food, so now it becomes susceptible to receive Tuma only if it's Ladas, only if I want it. But if it's mashkin temeyin, it's machshir bein shaladas bein shaloladas. The Mishnah says that the zeya is also machshir, and zeya of mashkin temeyim have the din of mashkin temeyim, which is that's machshir bein ladas bein shaloladas. It's perak beis machshirin halacha, perak beis halacha beis, quoted in the Rush. So the zeya of a tummy thing is considered tummy. Zak the Rush, who had din the zeya of cholov is dino kecholov. So the steam from my milk has the din of milk, and it's milchig. The din of milk is that it's milchig. So far, so good. The Ramah gives me two kulas over here. The first kula of the Ramah is that this is true only if the machvas is megula. If the machvas is Mechusa, so there's no concern of the Zeya. Right? Makes sense. Because the steam won't go through the pot cover. That's the first point in the Ramah. Second point in the Ramah is that we're talking about that it's so close to the pot, right? You have milchik steam and the fleishik pot on top. No matter, it's so close, says the Ramah, that the steam is yadzoy ledes, where it touches the pot. If the steam is not yadzoy ledes, where it touches the pot, so then everything is going to be mutter. The later poskim say that when I say that everything is going to be mutter if the steam is not yadzoy ledes, that's talking about when the pot is not hot. If I have steam that's not yadzoy ledes, but the pot is hot, so then it will be aser. So far, so good? Y'all?
Yes, what about
Tita Gavar? What about Tita Gavar? That what?
Meaning the Zaya Tita.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying it's cold and the top is below, it's hot, so why would it then go in Aser?
It should.
It
should Aser the pot only Kadei Klipa, maybe. So, one thing that we haven't spoken about, we probably won't speak about, look in the Badei HaShulchan. Sif Katin, I think it's Kuf Ayin Dalad. I have to check in my notes exactly which one. There is a huge discussion achrayim that maybe the din of Tita Agvar does not apply by Kalim, only applies by Eichlam, and that might also reason to question everything we learned in Sif Zayin and totally complicate matters. But there is a possibility in Sadik Dalad or the dinim of the Kaf Choleves. How come I don't Dan that the entire spoon should become usher midin Tita Agvar? Wait, why do we have to play on Chamek Sasu, Chamek Kula, and all those dinim, say Tita Agvar, regular din that I know? Torah says there might not be a din of Tita Agvar by Kalim. Hold it. You're raising a very good question, but let's just understand this din. So the Machvas has Cholav, the Zeyah Shol Cholav is dinol Kecholav. And because the Zeyah Shochav is Dinai Kecholav, it can aser. However, says the Rama, two kulas, if it's covered or if it's not Yad Soledes, and the pot is also not Yad Soledes, then it doesn't aser. Ad kan divrei harama. And then the Rama writes something about Lechatchila, Yeshli Zahir Bekoza. The Lechatchila, you should be Zahir on everything. Now, Reb Feivel Cohen points out that read the Rambam straight. The Rambam says lechatchila yeshizah bekoza. That means both in the case of when the machvas is covered, and in the case when when it's not yad soledes, you should be zahir in both cases. And the Rambam is medame et shtei kederos mechusos, shtei kederos no go zubazu, right? The Rambam says, the machvas is mechusa, it's mutter, because it's like two pots that are touching, which doesn't become treif. But the Rambam would basically be telling me that you should not have items touch each other. I shouldn't have a milchik pot touch a fleshik pot. This halacha, that b'liya does not go mikli l'kli below rotav, is a dim b'diyeved, but l'chatchila should not touch at all. And consequently, Reb Feivel Cohen, in one of the biggest chumras of Judaism, says that you need separate tripods on your range top. If I have a range top, no? So I have my fleshik pot on the tripod, right? I can't use that same tripod for both fleshiks and milchiks, because what's going to happen is the tripod will become milchik, right? Some milk will spill on it, and then that milk tripod is going to be touching my pot. And even though it's shtei kederos nogos, and b'liya does not go mikli l'kli b'lo yraitov, but l'chatchila should be machmir. That's where Reb Feivel reads this Rama. And even though we had earlier in Sadi Beis, that if I have one tipa that's keneged ha'esh sarfo, and it doesn't become a problem, that's true only if there's one tipa. But if I have a tripod, there's going to be a real spill over there. So it became genuinely milchig at some point in history. And therefore, my milchig tripod should not be touching my fleshig pot. My fleshig tripod should not be touching my milchig pot. So I should have a mechitza, a new din of mechitza. A mechitza on your range top between the milchig side and the fleshig side. Ad kan divrei Reb Feivel Cohen. And by the way, if you look in the Hagos of the Shari Dura, in Nun Aleph Dalet, the Shari Dura says, or seems to say, that the halacha of shtei kederos nogos zu bezu is only mutter b'diyeved. L'chatchila, you should not have a milchik pot touch a fleshik pot when they're hot. Adkan. We learned already, I think we did, that there's a Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel of Aruch Chaim, where the Magen Avraham disagrees, no? Magen Avraham writes in Aruch Chaim Kuf Ayin Gimel that the Bach Tainas, that I shouldn't use the same tablecloth for milchiks and fleshiks, because my tablecloth, when I have fleshiks on, it's going to be b'leya fleshiks. And when I put my milchik pot on top of that tablecloth, it's going to have milchiks on the fleshik tablecloth. That's going to be aser. Frekla Magen Avraham, what are you talking about? B'lua does not go mikli likli below rotiv. B'feresh Magen Avraham in the hakdoma to kufayin gimel, no? So, the Magen Avraham is arguing on the Bach. The Bach is saying that l'chatchila b'lua will go mikli below rotiv, which is one way to read this Ramah. And the Magen Avraham is saying, no, it doesn't. Look in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Chelek Aleph Simen Dev, Chelek Gimel Simen Yud, Ramosha and Chelek Aleph Simen Men, just say it's a Dover Pashat, that there's absolutely no Isser L'chatchila at all to use the same tripod for Mochiks and Fleshiks. In Chelek Gimel Simen Yud, in the Tshuvas of Noach Isaac Olbaum, many of you from Queens? Oh, wow. Sort of. But you're a different part of Queens. Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum is a very big Talmud Chacham. He's a Hasidish Rebbe. He has like Sfarim, Minchas Chain or something. Very nice Sfarim. So Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum, in the Chu, wrote to Rav Moshe, he said that he asked many Talmidei Chachamim about what Rav Moshe said, because it seems to be against the Beferish Ramah, and he doesn't have an answer. So he wrote to Rav Moshe, how do you explain your Shita in light of this Ramah? So Rav Moshe says, I'm not feeling so well, I really didn't want to answer. Then I realized this is a shayla that's coming from many different Talmidei Chachamim. I figured that the covet of Rabbim, I have to force myself to write an answer. It's an amazing introduction to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, you know what, he thinks that, this isn't the Shuvan Chela Gimel Simen Yud already. Moshe says that he thinks the L'chatchila Yesh Li Zohir B'Kozen the Ramah doesn't mean that Shtei Kederos Nogos is going to be a problem. Let me explain. Rav Moshe says the issue is, and the Yad Yehuda has this over here in our siman also, the issue is that when I have a boiling pot, I'm worried that my kisui hakedera won't work. Because what happens when the pot boils is that the bubbles push the pot lid up. No? And because the bubbles push the pot lid up, so therefore, it might spill out. Zuck v'maisha, that's like the first case in the Ramah, the Kedera Mechusa. So you should be Zahir in the Kedera Mechusa. I was Ramah mean Bechol Zeh. So he says, you know what the Ramah means by Bechol Zeh? He means that I shouldn't have pots touching each other in the oven when they're inside the oven, because when you're inside the oven, there's always a concern that it might spill. V'maisha says the Ramah's chash is only that it might spill. Zuck v'maisha, no one is ever choshesh that B'liya is going to go mikli likli below rotov. No such din ki huzeh. So that's a big machlokas between Rav Moshe and I'd say Rav Fivel Cohen. But whether you need separate tripods, I think the minhag ha'olam is that we don't have separate tripods. Right? The minhag ha'olam is that we do kasha our tripods for Pesach. Let's tamazoy, I think the Magen Avraham writes Nochas Pesach, v'chumr de Pescha, no? If you're not really worried that B'liya is going to go mikli likli below rotov, so why am I kashering my tripod at all? How can I use a tray for tripod, you know? What's the big deal? How come? So there's a chumrah, and we kasher the chatsuva. That's what it says in Tufna Nalef. We kasher with libun chomor, no? We kasher our tripods on the stove for Pesach with full-fledged libun. Technically, the B'liya won't go mikli likli below rotov. Even the chatchila is going to be fine. Nothing to worry about, according to Rav Moshe. It's not as a chumra de pischa that we kasher the tripods. That's it. Now, there's a lot more to do. We have to talk about Zeya in general tomorrow. Tomorrow I want you to learn Bi'iyun, the Bir Hagran Islam Mites. Take two lines. Learn it well. There's also an article that you could read that Rabbi Jachter has in the Journal of Halachic Contemporary Society called Use of One Oven for Dairy and Meat. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Like, practically, how do you, it's nogeh for Shavuos, no? How do you, most people have like a fleishiga oven. How do you make cheesecake? Very, very important shayla. Now, how to make cheesecake. Right? So I have to discuss that tomorrow. And now we can go in Daf HaMincha.